This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for some good news.
Sandra Rodriguez is on the phone with us this morning from the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wait a second, George, it's not February, it's not March, it's not rodeo time. But actually, it is rodeo time because this weekend, Sandra, as membership coordinator, you all have something big going on this weekend.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have our Fall Schmitty Coat Showcase this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And it's a chance for anybody that's interested in becoming a volunteer and participating in the 2025 show to come and meet certain committees and chat with them to see what they all want to do.
Yes. Okay, wait. This is the opportunity for us to, like, go around and look at every committee and learn what we want to be a part of?
Yes.
I have dreamed about this.
There's so many. It's hard to know.
So we have these committees that are definitely in need of our volunteers this year. So they'll be there to, you know, showcase their committee and tell everybody what they do, what any requirements they need, and what the volunteers will be able to do and impact for this show.
So cool. I know there are more than 35,000 volunteers with the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. It couldn't happen without the volunteers. And there are a lot of perks of volunteering your time.
And one of the perks that our volunteers love is if you meet your committee requirements, you get a great gold badge that's commemorative every year. Everybody loves these badges. It's like rodeo swag for them.
Oh, sure.
And it allows them, after they meet their committee requirements, to join all the concerts all 20 days so they can invite themselves and their friends. So That's a great perk.
That sounds awesome. All right. So it's this Saturday, this weekend, 10 to 1. Tell them exactly where they can go or if they can go online to check out the information, Sandra.
Yes. So 10 to 1 at the second floor of the NRG Center. There will be signage there when you come in through the gates and everybody will be there to greet you. You can also check out our information on rodeohouston.com. We have a fall committee showcase page and we do have some of it publicized on our social media pages.
Okay, all right. And we can send that out too if you'd like. So some good news. You can get into those concerts, do a little volunteering for the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
Giving back to the community and helping out. That's what it's all about. If you got something you think should be on our Amen story, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. In October, we always love to do Uncle Jorge's ghost stories. And this morning, Colin is on the phone. Colin, you're going to be our guest ghost storyteller. Tell us your story.
Yeah, so this story actually takes place when I was about 14, 15 years old. I grew up in a very, like, traditional Latino family where, you know, everybody's very, very superstitious. Mm. They believe in ghosts, all of that, right?
Yes.
So my Aunt Ida and my Uncle Abel, they own a ranch out in Seguin, Texas. Mm-hmm. And my Aunt Ida, she's obsessed with shopping at antique stores. Like, if you go into the ranch house, everything in there came out of an antique shop.
I love that.
So there was this one painting that she bought of, like, this Victorian era lady. She was dressed up in all of these furs on an ottoman. And in the photo or in the painting, there is a border collie dog. And this painting always freaked my Uncle Abel out because when you would walk by it, the eyes would follow you for both the dog and
stop
the lady.
It. No, okay. Stop it.
Yes. Okay, hold on. So, after years of my Uncle Abel being like, Ida, take that down, take that down. And she'd been like, no, I paid good money for it. He finally took it down himself and stuck it in the back bedroom of the ranch house and covered it with a blanket.
I don't like where this is going.
So I was, I think, like 13 or 14 at the time, and I was just hanging out on the front porch of the ranch house when he did this. And initially, I didn't think anything of it. But so this dog comes walking up the front driveway for the ranch house and just starts circling the house. So I go inside to go tell my Aunt Ida and my Uncle Abel that there's a strange dog on the property.
What?
You know?
Okay.
And they come out to go look at it. And as soon as they see it, both of their faces go like sheet white pale. My Aunt Ida looks at my Uncle Abel and she goes, you better go put that painting back up right now.
It was the same dog from the painting?
Was the same dog from the painting.
Oh,
so he goes and he puts the painting back up, right?
Yeah.
There aren't more than one border collie.
Stop it! No!
No, so he goes to put the painting back up, and as soon as he gets it back up, the dog stops, does like a 180, circles the house a bunch of times in the opposite direction, and leaves the property.
No.
That's just freaking weird.
This kind of gave me chills.
Colin.
This kind of gave me chills.
I think you're a compelling storyteller.
No, this did not give me the chills. This sounds like an episode of Scooby-Doo. Like, you're going to peel off that dog's face and be like, it's old man McGlover. I would have gotten away with it, too.
Not
true. If it weren't for you pesky kids.
It was like the exact same dog from the painting and everything.
That's
Colin,
weird.
Listen, Colin, don't listen to Eric. Don't listen to him, okay?
Oh, Eric's just a skeptic, okay?
This was a great ghost story.
You know what, Eric? You seem like the kind of guy that would ruin all the fun at a
How did you know?
Colin, thank you so much for telling us, man. We appreciate your sharing your story on
Uncle Jorge's Ghost Stories.
There we go. Yeah.
You pesky kids.
You have a story you can share? 713-881-5500 on the Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the 10-Minute Tune. 10-Minute Tune works like this. Eric takes your call, your suggestion, and if he likes it, he goes out, creates a song, and comes back in the studio and performs it all within 10 minutes. But it has to start with your calls.
Let's start with Kyle and Kima. Hey, Kyle, what should I sing about today?
The insanity of fantasy football.
Oh, geez.
Oh.
Are you one of those guys, Kyle?
I'm watching games I don't care about because I got a wide receiver at 10 o'clock on Sunday night trying to win the game.
And sometimes you're even rooting for a player on the opposing team because he's going to win you money, right?
I'll go to a Texans game and I'm secretly rooting for the running back on the Titans.
Oh, there you go. My goodness. All right, so what's the grand prize in y'all's fantasy league?
So we have the loser prize, and it's the worst team in the league. The rest of the players, the rest of the teams get to pick their name for the next year.
Oh, that's
something very funny. Inappropriate and very embarrassing.
Yeah.
So last year's loser, what is last year's loser's name this year?
So we have four Justins in our league, and so his name is the worst Justin.
That's so cute. Okay.
I know.
Truman and Waller, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I would like Eric to sing about when you're in a hurry for school in the morning, mm-hmm. and you get dressed, and your mom tells you it's not a good outfit. She makes you go change over and over again.
Oh, no. You know, your mom's just looking out for you, Truman.
She's right here beside me. We're on the way to school right now.
Oh, very
she is.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Mom, we're sorry that Truman outed you on the radio for getting on his outfit today. Truman, we love it. We love that you listen to the show. Have a great day at school today. I'm going to write this one down, okay?
Okay.
Haley's on the phone in the Heights. Hey, Miss Haley, what would you like Eric to sing about today?
Yeah, I need some positivity in my day. I just want like a happy feel good song.
A happy feel good song.
Oh.
Do you have like any happy feel good things that he should include?
No, you know, like there's just a lot going on right now and I just really feel like just something positive and something just like love to the people, you know, just a happy feel.
Just like a have a nice day sort of song.
Yeah, totally.
Eric, you think you can find any happiness inside of you?
I don't know. I'm much better at complaining about things.
You know what? I have noticed that a lot of your songs are complaining about the car rider line, complaining about that. Yeah. So actually, Haley, this may be a challenge for him.
Finally.
All right, Haley, let's try like a just a happy, have a nice day song.
Have a good day song. I like this. Okay. All right. Haley, thank you for the call. You have a great day, okay?
And you guys have a happy day, too.
Oh, there we go.
Wow.
Happy day. All right. The happy day song.
I'm scared. You might fail today.
I was going to say, I am genuinely concerned about this. That's going to be our song, 10-minute tune. We'll find out how he does. Come back with us here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time for us to pay off the 10-minute tune. Eric's been out working on a song that Haley in the Heights suggested.
Yeah, I need some positivity in my day. I just want like a happy feel good song.
Okay, just a happy feel good, have a good day kind of song. That's what Haley wanted. Mm-hmm. Eric back in the studio now. All right,
you
heard the
song?
Marching orders from Haley. We've been concerned about you.
Yeah, it's a little unusual for me. I'm really good at singing songs complaining about life. But I think this will be really good for Houston. I think we all need to turn this song up loud and just have a good day.
Okay, all right. In the style of?
Bad Day.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there. Okay. 10-minute tune on the Bull.
Houston, Texas, turn this up loud. Come on, puff up your chest and stick your chin out.
I'm liking it so far.
'Cause this is gonna be your day. And if it doesn't go your way, I'll meet you for happy hour. Hope you have a good day full of rainbows. I hope that your butt looks good in your clothes. The weather don't suck, your coffee stays hot, your boss gets violently ill and you get the day off. You find some money, your jokes are funny, your sports teams win, traffic's moving, you're freaking great. So have a good day.
I don't hate it, Eric. I don't hate it.
I mean,
I kind of like that.
Mr. Rogers is proud.
He did put on a sweater and tennis shoes before he started.
It's hard to fit in. Violently ill.
But you did.
I thought you could get through the whole thing without one negative, but you just skipped that one in here. So. But Pam, what did you think of Eric's 10-minute tune?
I loved it.
Oh, good. Did it put you in a good mood?
I love the happy song because I'm a happy-go-lucky person. We hate the work now.
See, there are those people out there, Eric, that like a little happiness every once in a while.
Yes.
Pam, we love that you listen to the show. Thank you, dear.
Hey, Pam, how's your butt looking in your clothes today?
Hey.
Yeah, girl.
Always good
because
I'm black and I got a big butt.
That's my girl. Have a good day, mama.
Y'all have a blessed day.
That's our 10-minute tune here on the Bull. 10-man jam ticket stop happens tomorrow at Planet Ford 45 in Spring. I'll be there from noon to 2 handing out tickets. You can't buy tickets to 10-man jam presented by Bud Light. You got to win them. Tomorrow, Planet Ford from noon to 2. For the last couple of days, at this time here on this radio station, we've been talking about the fact that somebody stole Mo's unicorn floaty that was meant for her daughter. And yesterday on the show, she finally revealed that she had video of this person stealing it.
Y'all are never going to believe it.
Okay.
It was Cindy Bourbano from Mega 101.
You got robbed.
Cindy
Bourbano from Mega 101 robbed you.
Oh, I'm not trying to start beef, but sure, let's post it.
We called out Cindy Bourbano from Mega 101.
Hi, guys.
Cindy now is in the studio. We called you out because we had a video of you taking the unicorn float that was meant for Mo's daughter.
Okay, so did you see the unicorn on that video, or did you see me just taking a package? I am here to clear my name.
Oh, fair.
This is serious.
Yes.
This isn't just any joke. So I ordered a unicorn package. It was a floaty with a flamingo. I came in. Yes, I did take the unicorn, and it didn't come with a flamingo.
Oh, so you just took the wrong one.
Yes,
but
technically
we
got the new package. Yeah. So, but I mean, technically it's not stealing because I'm giving it back to Mo.
Yeah, she brought it back.
Does this mean, so that means that Mo was given a gift of a unicorn floaty.
I was.
And at the exact same time, Cindy ordered a unicorn float, but this one had a flamingo.
Yes. I took the wrong box, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm guilty of taking the wrong box.
You can't blame a girl for that.
So
you
now Mo gets the extra floaty.
But there you go.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, Cindy, thank you for clearing that up.
Thank you for clearing my name.
It was very serious.
I tell you what, if you'll step around here, I'll take the ankle monitor off you.
Thank you so much.
And we'll tell the SWAT team in the hallway to back down.
That's right.
Actually, this got all resolved. We have it on video, how it came down, what happened. You can check it out on our social media. Cindy Bourbano from Mega 101.
Thank you. Love you guys.
And if you're heading into the office, take us with you. You can download the Odyssey app and listen there, because after 8 o'clock at 8:20, we're playing Mo Knows Country. How well do you know Morgan Wallen's song titles? Good? All right, you could play Mo Knows Country. That happens at 8:20 here on 100.3 The Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
We're going to Brookshire today. Taylor is on the phone to take on Mo for $100. Here's how you get the money, Taylor.
We've got a $100 bill right out of Mo's purse. But it's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Taylor?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, Taylor, tell her to get the heck out of here. Let's get this game started.
Gotta go.
All right, Taylor, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, new country star Zach Top just got asked to tour with this Chattahoochee classic country singer. Name him.
Alan Jackson.
Question number two, in 2020, Morgan Wallen said he loved her, but he couldn't love her more than my blank. What?
Oh my gosh, this is so much harder. Hometown.
Question number three. This Tracy Lauren song is always one of the best songs of the 90s. It's always on every list. And it's called Blank Marches On. Fill in that blank.
Time.
Question number four. Tippy and toppy of the charts for 13 weeks now is Tipsy, a bar song. Who sings that song?
Shabuzi.
And question number five, Luke Combs songs have logged 53 total weeks at number one. Taylor, is that more or less than 1 year?
More than a year.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against this morning.
Taylor in Brookshire, she was not confident, but you should have been. You got 5 out of 5.
You're joking.
What?
Look at you showing off this morning.
I don't want to play this game.
All right, Mo, you know how this works. I can't tell you the correct answers until we get to the end.
Okay.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. New country star Zach Top just got asked to tour with his Chattahoochee classic country singer. Name the star he's going to be touring with.
Chattahoochee is Alan Jackson.
Question number two. In 2020, Morgan Wallen said he loved her,
yes,
but he couldn't love her more than my blank.
More than my love or more than my hometown. Hometown.
Question number three, Mo. This Tracy Lawrence song is always on the best songs list of the 90s. It's called Blank Marches On.
Time marches on. Time.
It's question time, number four.
Okay.
Tippy and toppy of the charts for 13 weeks now is Tipsy, a bar song.
Oh, yes.
Who does that?
Shaboozy.
And question number five, Mo.
Uh-huh.
Luke Combs songs have logged 53 total weeks at number one.
Okay.
Is that more or less than a year?
Oh, crap. Is that more? Is 53 more or less than a year?
Yes, that's right. What I'm asking you.
More.
All right, Mo. Question number one, Alan Jackson was correct. You both got that one.
Yeah.
Question number two, hometown is correct.
Yeah.
Question number three, time marches on correct. Question number four.
Shaboozy,
you felt pretty good about that one.
Yeah, what about the last one?
All right, you both got that one. Taylor, Mo, how confident do you feel in your answer for the last question?
I would say maybe 5% confident.
Taylor?
I'm about 100%.
100%.
Oh, you must be mathematically inclined.
Because Mo said more.
I did.
And Taylor said more.
Oh, thank you, Jesus in heaven. Amen.
Taylor. That still means you tied. You both got 5 out of 5, and she kept her money. I'm so sorry.
Good job, Mo. Good job.
I don't know.
Taylor.
Thank you.
You know what you got to say to get out of here.
My name is Taylor in Brookshire, and Mo knows country.
So do you.
She does.
Yes.
Thank you. I tried.
Well, she got it. She got it today anyway. We'll give you a chance to play Mo Monday morning, 8:20. Next chance to grab $100. Can you do it on Mo Knows Country? And coming up in 15 minutes. It's on Fresh Track Friday, a band that you haven't heard from in just a minute, back with a brand new song you're going to want to download for the weekend. 3 new tracks. We'll feature them all on Fresh Track Friday, coming up at 8:40 on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.